I'm now reading from Mark chapter 2. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 13. The heading is, Some men carried their sick friend to Jesus. Later on, Jesus went back to the town called Capernaum. The people heard that Jesus was home again, so they all went to see him. Soon, the house was too full, and there was a big mob outside too. While Jesus was inside, teaching the people God's story, some men came to the house with a crippled man on a swag. They wanted to get that man close to Jesus so that Jesus could make him better. But the men found too many people blocking the house, so they carried the sick man up onto the flat roof of the house and made a hole in it. Then they picked up the sick man on his swag and they put him down through the hole to where Jesus was. Jesus saw them do this, and so he knew that they really trusted him. Then Jesus said to the crippled man, You know all the bad things you have done? I will make you not guilty of them, and God won't punish you. But some of the Jewish lawmen didn't like Jesus saying that. These lawmen were thinking, Hey, you can't say that. Only God can talk that way. This man must reckon he is God. He is shaming God by talking like that. Straight away, Jesus knew what the Jewish lawmen were thinking. So he said, Why do you think like that? I might say to this man, You did bad things, but God says you are not guilty anymore. Or I might say to him, Get up, pick up your swag, and go home. I can do both of these things. I will show you that I am the boss over sickness, and God also said, I can make people like they are not guilty, so that God won't punish them. I am the special man sent by God, and I have the power to say these things, and I have the power to do these things. Then Jesus looked at the crippled man and said, Come on, get up, pick up your swag, and go home. Straight away, that man got up, rolled up his swag in front of all the people, walked out of the house and went home. Everybody saw him do it and got a big shock. They started talking about it and they praised God, saying, God, you are really good. They said, We've never seen anything like this before. After this, Jesus left the house and went for a walk next to the lake. The people from the town kept coming to him, so he kept teaching them. The next section is from verse 14 to verse 17. The heading is, Jesus told a tax collector to join his followers. The Romans were the bosses over all of the country at that time, and they got some Jewish people to take the tax money from the other Jewish people and give it to the Roman government. One taxman's name was Levi, and his father's name was Alphaeus. As Jesus walked along, he saw Levi and said to him, I want you to be one of my followers. Come on and follow me. And straight away Levi stood up and went with Jesus. At supper time, Jesus and his followers, and lots of other people too, were all having a feed at Levi's house. A lot of the people there were men that collected taxes for the Roman government, and other people that didn't live God's way. Some of the Jewish law teachers and other lawmen, called Pharisees, saw Jesus eating with all of those people. The lawmen asked Jesus' followers, Why does Jesus eat with those people that don't live God's way? Jesus heard them and said to them, Listen, it is the sick that need a doctor, not people that are well. I tell you, I am like a doctor. You mob reckon these people do bad things, but I am here to help them turn around and do good things. You mob think you never do anything wrong yourselves, so I can't help you. The next section is from verse 18 to verse 22. The heading is, People asked Jesus a question. the Pharisee lawmen sometimes stop eating food to show God that they are thinking about him. The followers of John did the same. He was the man that baptized people. Some people came to Jesus and asked him, "How come your followers don't stop eating food to make God happy?" You know, just like the Pharisee mob and John's followers. Jesus said to them, "At a wedding ceremony, everybody is happy, and they all eat food together with the man that is getting married. It is the same for me. I am still here, so my friends are happy and don't need to stop eating yet. One day, my enemies will take me away. Then they will be sad and stop eating food." Then Jesus told them two stories about the things he was teaching. He said, "If you have an old coat with a hole in it, you can't fix that hole with a bit of new calico. If you wash it, the new calico will tear away and the coat will still be useless. And again, you don't put a new drink into an old cracked bottle. That drink will leak all out and you will lose it. You have to put the new drink into new bottles. I'm saying that you have got to start thinking a new way." The next section is from verse 23 to verse 28. The heading is, Jesus talked about the Jewish rest day. One day, on the Jewish rest day, Jesus and his followers walked through a paddock that had seed tucker growing in it. As they walked along, they got a bit hungry, so his followers grabbed some of the seed to eat. The Jewish lawmen watched Jesus' followers eating those seeds and got upset. They growled at Jesus and said, "You mob are doing the wrong thing. Our Jewish law says that today is the rest day, but they are getting seeds off those plants. That is work. They are breaking our law." Jesus said to them, "Hey, remember the story about King David and his men? You know, it was at that time Abiathar was the leader for the Jewish ceremonies. David and his men were really hungry. So David went into God's ceremony place and got the special bread. Only the leaders of the Jewish ceremony can eat that bread. But David and his men ate that special bread, and so they broke our Jewish law." Then Jesus said to them, "Listen to me now. God's rest day is for people to have a rest, not just follow laws. I am not worried that my friends are grabbing seeds, because I am the special man from God, and I am the boss of everything. I am the boss for our Jewish rest day too."